Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
Cures rickets, polio, conjunctivitis,
AIDS.
AIDS.
Let's just go hog wild.
Begin the car accident, you just use a little bit and you'll be fine.
Yeah, rub it on your car and yourself. It'll fix your car and your bones.
Try this special trick to get out of traffic tickets with Rick Simpson oil.
Rub it on the cop. He'll just go away.
The Weedsman Podcast. Every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth Podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalope.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asmacore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Hootie-hoo.
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 It's the police. They're coming.
Welcome. Number 34. We're getting there.
Walter Payton.
34. Ooh, the Walter Payton Show?
Yeah, we could do that.
Right on. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
He doesn't know who Walter Payton is.
Yeah. I know who Walter Payton is.
I hope he does.
Who was he?
He played football, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. You know what? For Aaron, that's a win.
We're on track. It's a win. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
No, he got the sport right. That's it. We won't go into team or position.
Dude, he can nail it.
That is a win. But welcome.
I was thinking that he was the refrigerator, but that was a different WP.
Nope. Dude.
That's Perry?
Same team, though.
Same team?
Yeah.
Ooh.
The WP.
I love how you're getting accented by a fart every time you get an answer right. That's nice. I like that.
It's a period on the end of a sentence. The brown period.
They used to call him Wookie Pussy.
Hey, that reminds me. Thank you for all the love on Twitter. Twitter's really picked up here in the last couple weeks.
Getting that response.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to everybody who's liking the show, sharing the show. Yeah, at the Weeds Before 20 on Twitter. Thank you. We're looking forward to a big year for the Weedsman.
Yep.
Hopefully.
It's coming.
Yeah.
I like the reaction. I'd like some more response if somebody's got an idea for a segment or...
Definitely.
You know. Feedback in general.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
I have declared to Aaron my two big gets I would like to get this year. I mean, they're pipe dreams. One, obviously, is Doug Benson.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I mean, that's fucking...
That would be a dream, yes.
Gary Johnson. I want to talk to him.
Wow.
I don't know how...
Yeah, I don't know. That would be...
There's no way.
I think it'd probably be easier to get to Doug Benson.
Yeah.
But I want just to be like, man, like... I'd somehow want to ask him tactfully, like... Come on, man.
What do you think you're going
to... Do you have to watch your TV appearances back and listen to yourself.
Ebola?
I think that's an exercise in futility. I don't know.
Maybe we'll get him on under the guise of promoting Cannabis Sativa Incorporated. Hey, come on. Talk about your company.
Anyway,
me. But yeah, this week, once again, information from leafly.com.
Yep, we're going to be smoking.
Hey, it's not our fault they have all the information.
We're smoking the presidential.
Yes, the presidential.
Presidential.
But, yes.
OG.
Oh, of course, it's an OG.
It is the OG, and it is an indica. But,
sure.
What our good friends at Leafly say is Presidential OG is a Kush variety strain, primarily indica, and has a balanced cerebral and body high. This strain is definitely knows how to get your attention with its intense citrus pine smell. As far as taste goes, it maintains a pine flavor and heads into a more earthy terrain. Also, purely indica, the strain hits hard and fast with a sedative?
A sedative?
Sedative, yes, thank you. Sedative indica effect that makes this popular choice for most dealing with insomnia or stress.
I think they're spelled the same. It's just a question of use. Sedative or sedative. Maybe I'm making this up, too. Maybe it's also sedative.
Yeah, it just looks like, I don't know. Sedative?
They don't give you a sedative in a hospital.
No, they give you a sedative.
Yeah.
But a sedative quality or sedate?
But I can hear sedative state.
Sedate.
Yeah.
You can sedate somebody.
Yeah, it could be sedating.
Who knows?
But yes, presidential G plants can grow indoors or in out in dry climates or should yield large, dense buds within 8 to 9 weeks.
This is also the Bill Cosby's favorite type of dating.
Nice. He probably could use this. Get the ladies. But the
man his rim shot.
Top five effects are of this strain are relaxed, sleepy,
nap. That's been
happy,
mine.
Euphoric, and tingly.
Tingly?
Tingly.
Mm. No.
Where's the nap column? Totally, that's been my
sleepy
main.
Sleepy was the second one.
The second one, yeah.
And relaxed.
It's a good napper.
Number one. Nice.
The buds. It said large buds in that description, right?
Yeah, large and dense.
Large and dense. I'll go with the dense, but you saw what we got here.
Yeah, they look like pebbles.
This is like Fruity Pebbles. This is what Fruity Pebbles usually looks like. I'm not saying it's a ripoff or anything. I mean, it's kind of nice to have these big centerfold buds, but
it definitely smells good.
It all smokes the same. It does. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. What does it smell like?
Reefer.
A lemony kind of piney.
I'm waiting.
I don't know what kind of numbers this thing actually throws up, but it seems like a high THC content weed.
I see.
At least it kind of smacked me around the first time that we smoked it.
Yeah, sure did. And we got track this week. We got smoke track.
The presidential commands attention.
Yeah, for our friends.
Well, wait, the Oval Office.
But wait, we got presidential things to talk about.
Before
we get into the
story. Here we go. Here we go.
Presidential things. All right.
Like a list of politicians who farmed hemp on Wikipedia.
Such as?
Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, George Washington. These are all guys who grew hemp as a crop.
Names.
Founded. It was founded by people who were into aliens, man.
That's right.
George Washington, man. He was in a cult.
That's executive
and the
branch
cult
right
was
there.
Into aliens, man. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, man, they were way into that type of stuff, man.
Thanks later.
Yeah. Yep.
You knew what was up.
Yes. And Martha Washington was a hip lady.
She's a hip lady, man. Yeah.
But there's also been, High Times has a list of 11 presidents who have smoked marijuana.
Ooh.
Well, that's like 25% of them-ish.
Oh. So that number.
That's tasty.
Yeah, that's that presidential Okush. Presidential nice. Okush. What is it? St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
presidential Okush.
That's the presidential Okush you're smoking there.
George Tote Weed. Man.
Absolutely George Tote Weed. Are you kidding me, man? He grew fields of that stuff, man. That's what I'm talking about. Fields.
He grew that shit up in Mount Vernon, man.
Mount Vernon, man. He grew it all over the country, man. He had people growing it all over the country, you know? The whole country back then was getting hot. Let me tell you, man, because he knew. He was on to something, man. He knew that it would be a good cash crop for the southern states, man. And so he grew fields of it, man. But you know what? Behind every good man, there's a woman. And that woman was Martha Washington, man. And every day George would come home, she'd have a big fat bowl waiting for him, man, when he'd come in the door.
Yeah.
She was a hip lady, man. And she was real cool too. She'd harvest the crops, man. That's what I'm talking about. She'd put in the bushels and stuff and sell it, you know, because they had to, you know, make ends meet and stuff. I mean, did you ever look at a dollar bill, man? There's some spooky stuff going on a dollar bill, man. Yeah. I mean, and it's green too.
There you go, guy.
Yeah.
That's just science. You can't argue with that.
You can't argue whatsoever.
I love that movie.
One of the best.
But we've definitely seen recently a change in how presidents, our own presidents in recent times.
I mean, there was about a year ago now when Obama came out talking about he thought marijuana was less harmful than alcohol.
Yeah.
No, well, prior to that, when he was running in 2008, before he was even elected,
yeah,
he was interviewed about, he was asked about his marijuana use, in because he writes about it in his books.
I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
I have to ask this question. Remember, Senator, you are under oath. Did you inhale?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was telling somebody asked this question. I said that was the point.
Not only did Barack Obama admit to marijuana usage, he also wrote about positive drug experiences in his 1995 book, Dreams of My Father.
I spent the last 2 years of high school in a daze, locking away the questions the
audio
that life seemed insistent on posing.
I guess so.
I kept playing basketball, attended classes sparingly, drank beer heavily, and tried drugs enthusiastically. I discovered that it didn't make any difference whether you smoked reefer in the white...
Yeah! I'm here to smoke! Let's go!
Whether you'd met down at the gym. On the beach with a couple of Hawaiian kids who had dropped out of school and now spent most of their time looking for an excuse to brawl. Everybody was welcome into the club of disaffection. And if the high didn't solve whatever it was that was getting you down, it could at least help you laugh at the world's ongoing folly and see through all the hypocrisy and bullshit and cheap moralism.
Oh, Barry O.
Hey, too bad he didn't carry
getting
on.
Real.
It would have been cool if he was carried on with that tradition.
Yeah, you don't hear any talk like that anymore.
Yeah.
Not until he's out of office.
Yeah.
And, you know, prior to him, we had George Bush, George W. Bush, who, G-W. I mean, we know that he smoked weed, but that wasn't even the issue.
Right.
That's the least of our worries with this guy.
Yeah.
I think it's a combination. I didn't behave that well when I was younger.
Yeah.
And,
Is he on like Tonight Show?
Yeah.
Smoked some, for example.
Yeah.
And it just plaque builds up for a lot of reasons. And
yeah. I think he's talking about his heart.
Oh.
Plaque in your arteries.
If you're smoking a lot of cigarettes.
He was talking about smoking cigarettes there.
I think he's just talking about smoking things in general.
Yeah, something. Well, you know he did. I mean, I saw it on that movie.
Yeah, he smoked the pot with Harold and Kumar. We saw that.
It happened in a movie. It was
And then Bill Clinton. That one was just ridiculous.
Slick Willie.
When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it. And didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
Come on, man.
And how would you know if you didn't like it if you didn't inhale?
I wasn't buying it when I was in high school, and I'm not buying it 20 years later, Bill.
Yeah, he's just denial.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
You're getting high and chasing fat chicks, Billy.
Yeah,
we all know that.
You were getting po' boys, eating them.
While the girls are sucking you off in the drive-thru.
Yep.
Again, marijuana, not even the real issue with that guy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Again, least of our worries with Slick Willie.
George H.W. Bush, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that man?
He was an extension of the Nancy Reagan administration.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Just say no.
Okay, but Ronald was an actor. Don't you think he took down a little reefer?
Ronald Reagan?
Right? Maybe.
The actor?
Yeah, come on.
I don't know. Nancy was pretty straight-laced.
I heard that she gave Frank Sinatra a blowjob while...
Yeah, Frank Sinatra
was
hitting it.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, what was famous from that era, though, was his wife,
Just
Nancy,
no.
and the old Just Say No campaign.
Nancy's joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis.
Someone I doctored this video.
Dramatic insights. But I wanted her to share them with you this evening.
I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life. To see it in the vivid colors that God gave us as a precious gift to his children.
And drug abuse is not a crime. Drugs and excessive alcohol are used by former Attorney General Meese.
Drugs help us create love and hope and trust and confidence.
Being friends to others is the best way of being friends to ourselves.
What?
It's up to us.
That wasn't even edited.
Just simply enjoy life to the fullest.
And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. Tonight, I can report to you that Vice President Bush smokes marijuana regularly. And there's one more thing.
I wouldn't have thought.
Nancy and I are hooked on heroin.
Jesus.
Each of us was once strung out on several drugs.
Here in the White House, drugs are a constant temptation, but we still have much to do. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of
I remember this.
And in the private sector. Help us.
My parents seemed kind of outraged, you know. I remember.
Ronald and Nancy Reagan admit to using drugs. I thought that was pretty classic.
Nice.
Presidential views.
Yeah.
And
then
trees
going back that far, you don't have any evidence. I mean, Jimmy Carter says he didn't, but we know that his son did on top of the White House with Willie Nelson.
I'm not buying it with Jimmy Carter at all. Nice. I'm not buying it.
No, yeah, not him, but
peanut farmer.
But his son Chip. That was the legend that he smoked with, that Willie Nelson smoked on the roof of the White House with Chip.
Well, I mean, you got the new legend is Snoop Dogg smoking it in the bathroom.
Right.
All right, man. So I picked a track this week, son, for our fans down there in the ATL.
This is what you like to listen to?
That's an 808 shit right there. What is this, Outkast?
Sure is.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
This is a throwback. Nah, but this is a good song for smoking too.
Well, it's the empire. Like when I was still in high school. Right?
Yeah.
Like 92, 93.
Yeah.
I'm in the corners in my lack box, cause that's how we've been rolling here.
Just laying in the face because you're just kicking
the cankies and I need to pack it. Got a nice groove.
Yep.
There's no era of Outkast that I can't appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good. Now I'm just a player sipping sauce every now and then.
To catch a buzz like a bumblebee. It's funny here now, though, people call them this old school.
Hey.
Remember when they were the new hot shit? Yeah. Now this is like music like, you know, my granddad listens to that.
Yeah, they were kind of like, they're part of that whole scene of fast rapping southern acts, right?
They preceded. No, you're thinking like, probably like Juvenile, Ludacris, and all that.
Oh, really?
Outkast was part of the first southern wave.
Yeah, the Dungeon Family.
Yeah, the first southern wave was Atlanta, then it was New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Master P.
Mm-hmm. No limit.
Then it went back down to Atlanta again. I think it went to Texas for a second.
Yeah.
But I mean, the heart of any Southern hip-hop's always been Atlanta.
But they've transcended any scene that they came up in. Their music is gone. It's really, you can't even classify it. Their albums recently have been all over the map.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, they've got that kind of money now. We can make whatever album we want money.
Well,
And
they did with the Speaker Box and Love Below.
Oh, yeah.
I saw them tour for that album. Over at the Fox. Dude, it was amazing. They put on a fantastic show.
I've never seen them live. I can imagine that.
I was up in the balcony at the Fox Theater, and the whole balcony was waving because of how much people were just jumping up and down the whole time.
Damn, that'd be crazy.
It was like when you see those videos of like bridges, you know, waving in the wind and shit.
That happened to me I saw Prodigy.
Yeah.
At the State Theater, and that happened in the upper deck. You feel that bitch moving.
Yeah.
That'd be some scary shit.
What are you gonna do, man? What are you gonna do? We'd survive. It'd be the people under us.
Yeah.
It's morbid, but I mean.
You know, back to Outkast.
Yes.
Just about any of their albums, you can throw on and listen to the whole thing, and everybody, no matter who you're smoking with, they're probably gonna enjoy it. It just has universal appeal.
Yep.
Yeah, no matter what album you read for, it's going to be good. Pretty excellent choice. Excellent, excellent choice for a smoking song.
Yeah. You're next there, Big Chief. You got next.
Yeah, we want to hear what Rob listens to.
You got a week. It's what Rob thinks of it.
Yeah. Did you see the movie? What was the movie that they did?
Idlewild?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing.
I did not see it. I got the soundtrack.
I just...
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's... I can't do musicals, you know?
I can. It's my dark past.
Yeah.
It's just from when I did pit bands in high school. Dude, I was sight reading guitar player. I had gigs all over the place.
Yeah.
Not a lot of guitar players to sight read.
Right.
So I took any gig. Well, because at the time I wanted to go to school for music and for guitar. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to get any gig I could that involved me playing guitar.
I think as a musician I could get into it. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to witness them.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Like, I had an ex-girlfriend. She loved to watch fucking Rock of Ages. That.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
No, because I came up
first
during
of all,
the whole...
shitty period of music. Second of all, it's a musical. Third of all, shitty period of music.
I came up during the whole, what's his name, Phantom of the Opera. Who's the guy?
Andrew Lloyd Webber,
yeah. Anything that he did, everybody had
I love Jesus Christ Superstar. That's kind of when I bowed out of doing musicals because I finally got to play guitar for that one.
Yeah.
And then there's, all right, that's it.
You use your wah-wah pedal?
I said, I'm out. I did it. I did, you know, like, I mean, I got to do some cool musicals. Like, I got to do, I did The Wiz.
Yeah, I bet, yeah, that was fun.
I did Camelot. There's like some Charlie, by like a, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Oh,
what
yeah.
else did we do? We did Joseph, the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Anything Goes.
Highly annoying.
That was a Cole Porter one. That one was pretty cool, actually.
That's class.
I don't know, but yeah, but Jesus Christ, as soon as I finally got to do Jesus Christ Superstar, it's like, that's it.
That soundtrack rocks, though. Like, hands down.
Can't get any better than that.
That's like one of the few musicals that I can stomach.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
See, but now, though, I would get into doing it again just to be able to do things like Rock of Ages or like American Idiot, because it'd be fucking easy to...
Oh, sure.
You know?
Even like, didn't they have a rock band on the Spider-Man one?
Oh, yeah.
Or you could do, what was the one with the puppets talking about getting AIDS?
Oh, Rent?
No, the puppets.
There you go. It's a Jesus Christ Superstar overture. Ow. My dad showed me this as a little kid. We listened to it at Easter time. It's about the week of the last week of Jesus' life. As seen through the eyes of Judas.
Dang.
Yes. And when it came out, it was a big controversy. Church was like, what is this? Andrew Lloyd Webber was like, a different viewpoint. Aren't we not allowed to have these?
Right.
I'm a Catholic. You sons of bitches.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. This is all about. Dang. I dropped the mic, and that was it. No more musical theater career. Get the fuck out.
Wow.
Oh. Paid for my books in college.
You should do it again, just for fun.
But what was it? You couldn't see anything interesting in that genre anymore?
You want my actual honest answer? Yeah. Actors are a pain in the fucking ass to work
with.
That was it. Most of that gig is sitting around waiting.
I think I understand now. So this was like, you kind of wanted out, but you were holding out for something really good that you were into. Like, you wanted to go out on a high note.
Yeah.
Like, you were already irritated and like, this is fucking bullshit, but I'll just wait till I get something cool like Jesus Christ Superstar. do that.
Well, I mean, like I said, it was doing it in college and stuff, too. It was trying to, it was just expanding my musical resume. It was building my musical resume.
Sure.
But just after, I mean, too, and like I said, I paid for my books in college because I ended up getting a gig where we went around with the show choir for the college and was part of their pit band, and the money from that paid. But it was, after years of doing it, it was just, like I said, it's just a pain in the ass. Like, after like 5 years of dealing with actors and prima donnas and homos and all the everybody's attitude that comes with it, it's just...
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't think that you would have to deal with actors.
No, you have to, because you're backing them up.
Right.
But, so you got to communicate with them. And then communicating with them comes with...
So you're talking about, like, you know, is she going to come in? Like, you're waiting for, like, somebody to, like...
Like a hand cue? Or
they're dragging.
Like somebody goes...
Yeah, that's part of it.
I want a driving guitar when I go, boom.
You've got to slow down because their phrasing's off, and then they start speeding
first
up.
Of all, first of all, you're stunt musician, like you're saying, because if they blow their cue, you're like, well, she's already a part where we should be playing, so let's start playing.
Right.
You know, like she blew the intro, or what you just said, like... You gotta listen to them while you're trying to keep an eye on what you're playing to make sure you're not outpacing them or they're not outpacing you. No, but I was talking about just her personality. Like, the parts with dealing with them all off stage and stuff, too. Like, they're just, it's all...
I like actors. That's what I was into in high school, so...
I mean, I was in drama club, too. There was times where I was on stage and stuff as well, but I'm good, dude. I'm good. Just, like I said, after years of dealing with them and all the bullshit that comes with them, it was one of those things, like, you know, when I had that, when I switched jobs a few years ago in the first week when I was walked into the back room and I was like, this till 65? Nope. Had the same feeling with pit musician. Like, no. Don't want to, even though it's playing, like, no, this is not the avenue I want to take for making money with my guitar. I guess that was the ultimate conclusion I came to with that.
Yeah.
Like, this is not for me. It was cool, but it's time to move on.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
speaking of moving on.
Yeah.
That was cool, but let's move on.
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
We'll do some news. Actually, no, that's exactly what it is. I'm going to do my intro for the news segment is going to be called News Hits, and it's going to have a little bong hit and then like a little telegraph sound, or maybe like that ticker tape kind of like sound. Can we create it right now? Let's just make the intro for this segment right now and see if we can pull this off. I'll mic the bong hit and you bring up any type of
a telegraph sound effect.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't have to be telegraph, but like, and then when you hear it going, Rob, you can maybe just introduce.
Dude, this is some on the fly production.
Time for news hits.
Hold on a second here. We got to make sure we got the right.
All right, I won't get ready just yet.
No, you want the actual No, I know what you want. You want Morse code.
News.
Yeah, the Morse code.
You want Morse code. You don't want a telegraph.
Yeah. There you go. How long does it go for?
It's 9 seconds.
Okay, all right. It's going to have to be quick.
So, Robin, you go and be like, now it's time for news hits.
Well, yeah.
Like, fucking be real announcery about it. Like, fucking puke, as they say.
All right, ready?
Wait, when am I supposed to do it?
Get the bong hit going first, and then come in.
Like,
with
I'll let the bong hit go for like three beats.
Yeah.
Wait. When does Rob come in?
Maybe three beats after the telegraph.
Yeah. Okay. So bong hit, telegraph,
or you know Morse code thing.
All right.
All right. Time for bong hits. I don't fucking remember. I'm high. It's time for some bong hits. That's what we're doing. The news. Do the fucking news.
News hits.
News hits, yeah.
Sorry, you guys know who Peter Thiel is? He is the co-founder of PayPal, and he's a hedge fund guy. He's an investment banker type or whatever, what have
you. He's got a lot of money to play around.
Yeah, and he is he's on the board for the Founders Fund, which is like, they basically pool their money and decide what to invest it in.
Okay.
And they just bought a minority shareholding of Privateer Holdings, a Seattle-based company that deals in medical marijuana and marijuana-infused products.
Oh, nice.
Edibles.
That's interesting.
There's no...
Hey, speaking of which, American Green, thank you for favoriting and retweeting our tweets.
Oh, nice.
We're talking about companies that...
What's American Green? What do they do? Okay.
Oh, that's the company they got the cannabis vending machine.
Oh, yeah.
And
tell me about
that. They just acquired a lighting company.
I love the idea.
In their public company on the stock exchange at ERRB. But they have been helping to spread the word about the Weedsman. Thank you to them.
Oh, nice.
Unless we're talking about cannabis and business, and it rang a bell. Sorry.
Thank you much.
So, Peter Thiel is, he was also an early investor in Facebook, like way early. He got in for like $500,000 and probably got 20 times.
Do what this guy does. Follow this guy and invest what he's at.
Wait, Facebook, PayPal, do you need another?
What's the name of this company?
This company is called Privateer Holdings.
Is it publicly traded?
Yeah.
Guess what's going on my watch list? Guess what's going into my retirement package?
What's that show on MSNBC?
This.
Bye.
Right now.
Yeah.
Edit this out. Don't let anyone hear this. No.
Bye. It's like, time to kill it.
But so there was no number on what they actually invested in, but it's theorized that it's in millions of dollars that they invested in this company.
It's a cannabis company.
Yeah.
And it does what?
So that distributes, they have stores, or not stores, they have dispensaries in the Seattle area, I guess.
All right.
And they all start starting to distribute products like edibles and shit like that.
You think I'm fucking around?
No, I don't.
I'm putting this in my portfolio on Monday.
Do your thing.
Look at the man's track record.
All right, continuing coverage of what's going down in D.C., do you remember?
Yes.
The whole, we're going to legalize it, but then they're going to pull all the funding for implementing that legalization. Washington, D.C.'s mayor weighed in on the issue. All right. I forget what her first name is. Her last name's Bowser. Did you know that D.C.'s mayor is Bowser?
Where's King Koopa?
she kidnapped the princess?
Yeah.
Two Italian plumbers keep breaking into her office and throwing her into a lava pit.
Oh, man.
But her belief is that the law's already been enacted and that they can't do anything to not fund it. It's already passed. There's going to be a ruling, it looks like, in this month, in January. But she did say...
Everywhere she goes, just fucking...
Yep.
But they were going to explore all options, including throwing all of Congress into the fire pits.
Wow. Damn.
It's going to cut the rope. Like, nice bridge, by the way. One rope.
Yep.
That's it. That's all it takes.
How about Bowser can't turn the fuck around? So
yeah, that's true.
And hey,
he can learn, Bowser could learn a thing or two from that weird egg throwing thing. In South Carolina, there's two bills coming up for medicinal marijuana and decriminalization. And it looks like both of them are experiencing bipartisan support as well. Both liberals and conservatives saying that it might possibly happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're looking at Everyone's the money. Yes, the money.
It. All speak the same Chris language.
Chris is rubbing his...
the Manziel.
It works money for time. Audio.
His fingers and thumb together.
Mm-hmm.
Money time.
Gestures work well for radio.
Well, the...
look at me.
One of these bills is being supported by a state representative and former policeman, Mike Pitts. And he said in his experience, he's never had to fight or get in a high-speed chase with any people who smoked pot. That's his quote. He does not see it as a dangerous issue.
That's truthful. That's very truthful. I can understand that. Yeah, I agree.
Montana has experienced issues over the years with their medicinal marijuana program. They've had medicinal since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the law in 2011 because they were experiencing, it wasn't very well policed. And they had what they called cannabis caravans traveling around the state. And this was like, you know, an RV or something like where you could purchase marijuana. And you could also see a doctor. And
whoa!
And you would hold it over your head when you got out.
Yeah.
And
yep.
You could purchase marijuana there and also see a doctor. Like, there would be a doctor there and say, yep, looks like that's AIDS to me. And he would write you a prescription within 10 minutes, and then you'd have your prescription. Yep. You'd go and present it to the guy.
That's how I did feel coming out of when I got my
you
medical marijuana.
You heard that sound in your head.
Right.
You're like,
and then when it came in the mail, that was like...
Yours, you had to do more like Zelda style. You had to go like multiple locations. Mm. You know, like, oh, you got...
Oh, if I went to the right
one.
You
got to get this potion to give to the guy by the pond before he lets you use his horse so you can get to the other town.
And every time I come out of the dispensary.
But anyway, the reason that they're coming up in the news now is because there's a Judge James Reynolds. He struck down the bans on commercialization of medical marijuana. And so they are probably going to have dispensaries opening up again in Montana.
Hmm.
International news, Uruguay. Remember the country, the little country that could?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legalized marijuana down there in South America.
Trailblazing.
They've decriminalized it. They've yet to actually open up any of the cannabis clubs or dispensaries.
Oh, okay.
Anything like that. The initial figure that they're shooting for is to mass produce marijuana for the whole country and sell it. Government regulated for $1 a gram.
Oh, wow. Right.
This is a national anthem. How about that?
Yeah. So it's a huge operation that they want to get going, but there's going to be, I guess, an election coming up. Within the next year, they might have a different president, and the whole thing might go to shit because there's no guarantee that the next president's going to support it.
Right. Wow. That's interesting.
So, yeah, it's an experience. This is an interesting experiment because this is a country that is, like, I think half the size of Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Their total population. So it's almost like looking at a state that's going, like, full legalization, super liberal policies, even letting people out of jails and stuff.
Dang.
But
catch a little national anthem again.
That's nice.
Even if it does stick, don't expect to go to Uruguay and sample the pot. First of all, you might not even want to. You probably wouldn't be all that impressed. They're capping the THC percentage at 15. Anything over that, a little too loco for the weed.
A little too paca? No, yeah. Wait. That was weed.
Paca loco?
Loco.
Paca
loco.
Paca
loco. Paca loco.
Paca lolo.
But also...
Oh, yeah.
It's for residents only.
Oh,
you gotta
okay.
be Uruguayan to smoke this shit, son.
Damn.
No tourists.
Go in there. Go there. Bring some spray tan with you.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I'm from here.
This is my country.
Isn't that weird, though? To, like, legalize it for adults. And but not tourists. But you have to be a resident. Yeah. No tourists.
Which, way to bring tourist dollars in, dumbasses.
It's probably just a way to keep relations smooth with the neighboring countries, and so they don't have a lot of, don't feel like there's a lot of drug trafficking going on.
Right.
Like they're buying stuff in Uruguay and taking it to other countries.
Never works for them.
They're giving it out.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Back to the U.S. in Colorado. A man bought a correctional facility in Colorado. Brush Correctional Facility.
A guy bought a jail?
Well, the jail was defunct.
Okay.
And so he put the funk back in it. And he plans to put a lot more funk back in it, actually, if the county lets him.
Is it like the follow-up to that one movie?
He's planning to grow there?
Sequel to that Matt Damon movie, We bought a jail.
I guess the city... No, he's going to grow pot in it.
Mm.
Or that's the plan.
Turning it into the world's largest grow room?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if that's the world's largest, actually, but I think it's the...
Yeah, we don't know about any like government
legally.
Grow.
But there's a moratorium on growing in that county until 2016. He's trying to convince the board to let him grow earlier because he plans on hiring a lot of people and adding a lot of tax money. Seems like a logical place to grow it indoors, though. You already have a secure facility, right?
I suppose.
Makes sense.
You have all the means for a secure facility.
Yeah, you're not gonna worry about anybody getting in.
And in case of a zombie apocalypse, that's going to be the first place I head.
Coral!
Save the weed!
Coral! Save the weed!
Yeah, I mean, you could just lock yourselves in.
Smoke it out. Just hot box it.
Get high till the zombies eat you.
All the zombies. See how the zombies, how would they react to weed? Wouldn't that be interesting to know?
They wouldn't. They're dead.
How do you know they don't inhale it? Like it would be like in their...
Rob.
Hey, I'm just...
Stop.
Football.
No. Hi, zombies, not flying.
Might take them out.
No.
Drop them.
Hi, zombies.
And also, there's a story about Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Number one in drug use across the U.S.
Yep.
Oh.
It's because of the size. It's like, yeah, it's the most percentage people of their smoke. It's got to be.
How long does it take to drive through?
They went up another percentage point, 14%.
45 minutes.
Wow. 14% of people 12 years and older admitted to using drugs in the last month, and 20% in the last year.
Legalized.
They be getting high in Rhode Island.
Yeah. Versus in Colorado, the same statistic yields.
Home of Peter Griffin.
12.7%.
For now.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean,
for
that's...
For now.
You think that's going to go up?
For sure.
I don't know. You still have a lot of conservatives in Colorado.
True. Still a red state-ish. You talker, move me.
I'm not sure what we're doing right now.
We're getting down to some money.
Oh, is there another story? Is that it for the states?
This reminds me of Charlo Green.
So we're done with the states?
In Arizona.
Or the news, I should say.
One more story in the news.
Yes. We got to work this out.
Our friend Charlo.
First time. Sorry.
Last news hit. Our friend Charlo Green has popped up again.
Our good old friend Charlo Green.
When last we saw her, she was being threatened with eviction from the top floor of the bar that she inhabited would throw parties at. They're going after her for alcohol. They're saying like she was distributing alcohol illegally. She was just having these parties, and people were probably, you know, they're smoking, but they were probably drinking some too.
Right.
The Alaska Cannabis Club and its owner will be without a home Monday after a judge ordered them out of the former Kodiak Bar and Grill.
She lost.
Charlene Egbe, also known as Charlo Green, infamously quit her job on air to become sole proprietor of the Alaska Cannabis Club, which she describes as a marijuana social club. Egbe was renting the former bar, which the fire marshal calls a commercial property, and claiming it as her residence. One of the landlord's claims was that Egbe's group was illegally serving alcohol on the premises. The claim led to some unusual back and forth on the witness stand.
What on the calendar is so offensive?
On the 15th, date night, wine and weed.
What does that even mean?
What is wine?
She's asking him.
What is wine? I can't define what wine is.
Okay, I have no further questions for this witness, Your Honor.
Judge Pamela Washington
ultimately convicted Come on.
For it's fermented grape juice.
Yeah.
In a timely fashion, and ordered her out by Monday at 5 p.m.
Don't you hate when you get arguments with people who do that?
He has her look at a calendar of events, and there's an event listed called Wine and Weed, and she looks at it and goes, "Wine and Weed? What does that even mean?" ask him before. That's brilliant.
Yeah,
she asked him before he had a chance to ask her.
He's like, "Well,"
and he's like, "What is wine?" And she's like, "What is wine? I don't know. I don't.
I can't describe it."
I don't know if I agree with where she's heading there.
Yeah, jail. That's what she's saying.
And then she said, "Fuck it, I quit."
Yeah, walked right out of the courtroom.
They're like, "You can't quit being on the stand."
Bailiff, go get her. Well, she probably said she quit.
Probably should have kept that job, lady.
Yeah.
What are you looking now?
Well, but yeah, that happened up in Alaska, of course. That's where she's from. That's going to be our state of the week.
Boom.
And I think we'll hit that after we listen to Rob St. Mary's segment for this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Rewind this and just smoke to it.
Welcome to Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. I'm your reviewer, Rob, from the Projection Booth Podcast. Well, the new year is here just a few weeks in, and I bet you're thinking, man, I need to get a new job or go back to school or something. Well, where should I go? How about Buster Burger University?
We've got openings right now at our manager training college at Buster Burger University. In 12 short weeks, you can learn all there is to know about 100% bull burgers, tasty fries, and ice cold shakes.
My pick this week is Hamburger the Motion Picture.
We're here to learn to run a Buster Burger franchise.
A lot of bull in every bite.
A lot of bull in every bite.
But you'll get more than just an education at Buster Burger U.
Are you crazy?
You'll be stimulated by a student body that shares your interests.
Real meat.
The film tells the tale of Russell Procope, a good-looking guy who seems to be a sex addict who won't get his inheritance if he doesn't graduate from college. See, he's been tossed from one school after another because he can't keep it in his pants, and this eventually leads him to Buster Burger University. And it's a good thing because they have a no-sex policy on that lockdown campus. Hamburger the Motion Picture is, for me, one of the smartest and funniest sex comedies of the 1980s. The film is such a cartoon that you can't really help but laugh at the weird universe it creates. Plus, you learn some useful catchphrases that you could use for working with the public.
We reserve the right to refuse service to assholes like you.
We recently talked about Hamburger on my full-time show, The Projection Booth, with the director of the film. You can check that out when you get a chance.
You might have seen two guys stumble out of here in dire need of medical attention. And I say you're right. But I also say when those two guys come back, they're gonna be Buster hungry. So let's get our Buster butts back in gear, clean this place up, and get back to Buster business!
Although Hamburger has never been released on DVD, let alone streaming on Netflix, it's available right now on YouTube for free. So consider it my gift to you in this new year.
Put those cookies back, motherfucker.
Put those cookies back, motherfucker.
So Hamburger the Motion Picture, my pick this week for Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. And until next week, I'm Rob from the Projection Booth. You can find out more about my usual show at projection-booth.com. If you have suggestions for films that I should review, you can tweet them at the show. That's at the Weedsman 420. And as Chris, Rob, and Aaron say, stay high.
He was yelling at us.
He knew.
How did he know we were eating cookies?
I don't know. Put those cookies back. We're all mowing down on our snack right now. That movie, I know that I've seen parts of it.
It sounded familiar.
It didn't make any sense to me as a kid, and I've ignored it ever since. I guess I got to go watch that shit on YouTube.
Rob's particularly proud of that episode.
Yeah. Oh, I got to go listen to that, too. Yeah, I haven't heard the interview. Well, I guess let's do the munchies segment then, since we're... Yep. We've already eaten them all.
The time has come for this.
That's it. Now you mix it up.
And I don't think this prize is quite fine. Delicious
meat
matter.
Oh, isn't it great?
When you're in survival mode, you gotta eat the butt.
That sounds disgusting. All right.
You gotta eat the butt.
You like the new song, Rob?
I love it. I love it.
So, this week's munchies, we're going
which
with...
Which we are... Standing a chance.
We just destroyed half a bag already, but all-time greatest cookie ever, the Oreo.
Oh,
you can't go wrong.
I mean, who doesn't love a fucking Oreo?
If you don't love Oreos, you're not American. I'm sorry. I mean, it's delicious.
It's more... Well, I don't know. You can get Oreos and just... I think almost any country.
I mean, well, that was the first thing I thought when I had to drive past a Nabisco factory every day for a week. The first thing I thought when I saw it was home of the Oreo.
That's where Oreos come from.
I was like, there's a giant vat of Oreo cream in there.
Well, speaking of Nabisco, originally the company was called National Biscuit Company. So that's where you get Nabisco. And they were started in 1912.
Wow.
And the Oreo cookie being one of their first products.
100 years, making America fat.
Oh, yeah, over 100 years. Now, here's something that'll twist your noggin a little bit, though. The Oreo was originally an imitation of the Hydrox.
Oh!
Wow.
Yes.
So the Hydrox became... Wow.
Hydrox was created in 1908.
Everybody always thinking Hydrox.
Dang.
Is the low-rent Oreo, when Oreo is really the low-rent Hydrox. Yes.
And it was originally known as a Oreo biscuit, and then later became Oreo sandwich, and then Oreo, in 1948, became Oreo cream sandwich. That was the official name.
It's in England. It's probably where the biscuit thing comes from.
But, yeah. You can get it. They're all over in England, too.
England cookies are biscuits.
Another one of those. The recipe for the Oreo remained the same until quite recently, actually. I think it was a couple of years ago when they replaced the lard with, like, partially... No, there's no lard in them anymore. You don't have to worry about it.
What's in them now?
I don't know. You know what? Whatever they did, it tastes so fucking sane to me. I mean, hats off to you, Oreo.
Oreos are delicious.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that too, Ma. He won't do it again, I promise you.
What are you gonna do about it?
Stealing the Oreos.
The Oreos.
About pride? God damn it, I don't have no privacy in my own home no more.
Every which way but loose.
Well, I confronted about it, Ma.
Clint Eastwood needed some money, apparently.
Clint Eastwood with an orangutan that steals his mother's Oreos.
Home, a whole goddamn bag of Oreos.
Orangutan? Wow, random.
You gotta play it again.
Oh, kiss, Mom. Oh, and you hate
stop
him.
Stop that, you goddamn baboon. No respect, no privacy. No, nothing.
A whole goddamn bag of Oreo. First of all,
bang.
They've never been sold in bags.
That's a bag.
That's a bag.
That's not a bag.
That's a bag.
That's a sheath for a carton.
Sheath.
But it's in a bag.
It's in a bag.
That's a bag.
All right, I'll give you half point on bag.
Half bag?
But you didn't call it a whole bag of Oreo.
Half bag, half sleeve?
Wait, or maybe I'm wrong.
That's a bag, man.
What's the plural of Oreo?
Oreos.
Or is it Oreo?
Mm. No, it's Oreos.
Oreo.
Let me get some Oreos.
You guys want to Oreo?
Let me get them Oreos.
Not according to Clint Eastwood's mother. So fuck off.
Fuck her.
I'll take her word for it.
That bitch is probably dead.
She'll kick your ass.
Jesus.
Wow.
This is a peaceful podcast. Yeah. Go easy on the old ladies. So, how do you like to eat your Oreos is the big question, Rob. I saw you dunking yours.
I have to let them soak. I have to let them.
You like a little bit of soak?
Yeah, it makes them nice.
See, I'm a whole, right at once. Well, not the whole thing, but I mean, like, I'm a whole Oreo eater.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I take bites.
I'm no longer a puller aparter. When I was younger, I was.
Oh yeah, for sure. When I was younger, I did separate them,
monkey with them. Yeah,
yeah.
I want cookie and cream in every bite.
Right.
Yeah, I pretty much throw a whole one in my mouth and then chase it with milk.
That's the best.
That's
way.
How you do it.
That's how you do it.
That's the hardcore method.
Yeah.
Boom. Shots. Power hitting Oreos.
Yeah. When I go to the bar.
Not for the week.
Give me two Oreos and a milk chaser.
Yeah. We have the gallon here.
When Aaron does acid, he drops it into his eye socket. And that's okay. How he takes his Oreos.
Cool.
Yeah. There's always the method of like twisting it apart and then scraping all the frosting off from the inside.
You know,
eating one side at a time. But yeah. I'd stop monkeying with them.
What was it? The wild world of the internet. I always see like the pictures of, you know, the people have taken the creams from a bunch of them and put them between just two cookies. And almost like 4 inches or 5 inches.
Right. Like the, the gummy bear centipede that I used to make.
Oh, yeah.
Where I put all the bodies together.
Why would you do that?
There's actually Oreo put out a Oreo hack challenge that a lot of chefs replied to.
Like, and what? They make, like, desserts and stuff? Or?
Yeah, this guy made... he basically crushed it up with a bunch of... He put it in a bunch of Oreos in with some cream and some shit in a blender and rolled it out and baked it and broke it up, and he had, like, these chips.
Wonder if I gave an Oreo to the big bad wolf... Would the story go? Would he still go huff and puff? Or would he bring those pigs?
I don't know what this commercial is, but it's great last year.
Wow, I don't remember this commercial.
Was it written by Weird Al?
Yeah. It's Owl City.
I don't like that. What about the different types of Oreos? I mean, I went with classic.
Well, classic are the best.
Yeah.
And then you got double stuff.
I did.
Which is double classic.
Double stuff, maybe. Can you guys name the others?
Peanut butter.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a mint?
Reese's peanut butter.
There's a mint one, right?
I'm considering it. There's been a lot of different ones, but I'm considering a core six of... classification of actual Oreo. Everything else is something.
There's
else.
The vanilla Oreo.
What do you mean the vanilla one?
The yellow.
The lemon one.
No. There's
the yellow one.
There's not lemon. There's the yellow cookie with the white sandwich cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's those. The yellow bag.
Yeah. Those taste like garbage, though.
No, but they exist. How's that not in your classification?
Yeah. There's so many of them. I'm narrowing it down to six with an extra because they don't make them anymore. But, okay, take another guess. You already got the Reese's peanut butter ones and the double stuff.
Did they ever make a Neapolitan one?
They did, yeah.
Hmm.
Rob said mint.
They actually mint. Did. Mint, they make those. Not in my top six.
Well, how about you read your top six?
Yeah.
No, but these are very common ones, too.
Apparently.
But so
big stuff? You guys aren't even trying.
Isn't that double stuff?
Double stuff, yeah.
No, the fucking big stuff.
Apparently, I'm not a connoisseur.
Whoa.
You better look it up, then.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look
it's
that one up.
It's this fucking big.
That's unnecessary.
No, it isn't.
It is that... You've never seen the Oreo big stuff?
No.
But, hey,
who do
hey.
You think are...
Let's see it. I got to see a picture of this. Big stuff, Oreo.
I'm putting big stuff into the internet.
Hell yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about
up.
This.
Pull it up. I want to see a big
I
stuff
I can't believe
Oreo.
You... Neither of you have ever seen a big stuff?
Never.
Holy cripes.
Sorry.
Oh. Oh, I recall these.
Crikey.
I recall these.
Well, I don't know. What do they look like?
Do they have the commercial?
Where? Oh.
It's fucking huge.
Wow.
It's like the size of a moon pie.
You can get that, like, basically that with ice cream in the middle of it.
I say, can I get that as an ice cream sandwich? Because, yes, please.
Yeah. The mini Oreos. almost as good.
Those are fucking dangerous because you just eat Oreos by the handful. Mm-hmm. That's not a good idea in America.
There's also the triple double.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Uh-huh. And the mega stuff, which was just like an overstuffed double stuff. Right?
Yeah. I gotta hit the bathroom. Mr.
Big Stuff.
Introducing there Oreo Big Stuff.
Who do you think you are?
Your little collar's up.
Wow.
Suspenders. Neon.
Look at that guy. He's loving it.
New Oreo Big Stuff. More chocolate. More cream.
You're big and satisfying. Taking you with me on the car. Oreo Big Stuff.
We're in high school. We can eat Big Stuffs. All individually wrapped, too.
Well, you'd buy them one at a time.
Oh, okay.
You'll get a whole carton of those fuckers.
Oh, imagine that.
Each Oreo is big as your fist. You'd feel like...
In my day, the Oreos were as big as my fist.
No one's going to mention anything about the choreographed dancing in high school. Yeah, that's exactly how it was.
Having to Saved by the Bell, too.
Yeah. Okay, so to wrap up Oreos, you can get Oreos, like I said earlier, just about anywhere on the planet.
Eat them.
And yeah, let's finish this off. There's three sleeves in this package. Each one of us is going to down eat one of them a piece. There's some crazier ones out there that I won't even touch. The birthday cake ones.
See, I haven't tried that yet.
Fuck that shit.
They're horrible.
Green tea. That's a Chinese one. In Japan, you can get them.
Wow.
Lemon ice, blueberry, all the golden Oreos, DQ Blizzard, cool mint cream, banana split. Oh, yeah.
An Oreo Blizzard is that shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking delicious.
Gingerbread, Neapolitan cookies.
There he is.
Limited release
give that
in
man
2012.
A taco.
Made up of three golden Oreo cookies with a double sandwich of chocolate and strawberry cream filling.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds
ice
good.
Ice cream rainbow, sure, Bert.
Sure, Bert.
I just came a little.
Whoa, watermelon Oreos for the brothers.
Oh, come on, man.
Whoa. What?
Oh, what?
Really?
Really? I like watermelon.
Yes.
I'm not a brother.
I didn't say you had to be a brother to like watermelon.
They say it's... We just call them black Oreos.
Oreos.
Blorios.
Settle the fuck down. Pumpkin spiced Oreo. Go to hell.
Oh, for the love of God.
Hey, that was this year. That was their limited edition release.
Can eat my asshole.
I bet you could still find some pumpkin spice over at the Kroger.
Oh, my God.
All the basic bitches.
It's everywhere. As soon as fall hits. Dude, that shit shows up September 1st. I think Starbucks even this year started it like last week of August. Get your PSLs.
Yeah.
And we don't even have time to talk about all the different Oreo spin-offs that there have been.
Spin-offs? Like what?
Ice creams and snacks and all kinds of
high
shit.
Hi-Hos or...
Lubricant. Hi-Hos are crackers.
They've crossbred Oreo with everything at this point.
Didn't Girl Scout do it once?
The Oreo gene pool has been watered down.
Yeah.
It's overdone.
Can't beat the classics.
No. And I wish that we had... I thought we had a blender. If we did... You know what we would be enjoying right now is actually an Oreo milkshake. I found a recipe for that. Very simple. Take some vanilla ice cream, some chocolate syrup, and whip it up with some Oreos.
We could do like a milkshake.
And some milk.
Munchy.
Yeah.
Do like different ones, like a mint chocolate chip. We could do an Oreo one. We could do... Chocolate.
We could. We are talking about milkshakes.
My dance for it.
That's why I asked you if you had a blender, Rob.
Sorry.
No, it's not a new efficient way for grinding up marijuana.
No, and neither is one of those coffee grinders. Do not do that.
I've tried that experiment as well.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard this song not drunk.
I still like this song. Yeah. This is a guilty pleasure for me. But yeah, don't use the coffee grinder on your weed. First of all, it does grind it up quite fine, but you roll a joint with that, you won't be able to smoke the whole thing because there's no air flowing through it. It's like so densely packed.
Oh, wow.
It chops it up.
Drink marijuana dust.
Super fine.
Hey, so did we ever get to our state? I know we alluded to it.
We did. We teased and then we took a hard left to the snack because we were all eating Oreos anyway. Yep. But Charlo Green's home state, Alaska, is the state of the week continuing the tradition of counting backwards.
There you go.
I can't remember if weed comes up in this in Northern Exposure. I think it did. I'm pretty sure it did. Somebody had to have been smoking up there.
All right, this is full of people that have never been on TV ever again.
But have, you know what? A lot of people, actually, a lot of this cast still pops up, and a lot of this cast does voiceover stuff, especially Chris, what's his name? The guy that was in Sex and the City. He does a lot of voiceover work. It's one thing that I've always noticed with this show is that... That everybody had an exceptionally pleasant...
Rob Morrow.
Not Rob Morrow, no.
Morrow?
No. The guy behind him with the mullet.
Oh, John Colbert.
Yeah, that guy.
Corbett.
So Alaska.
Alaska.
Charlo Green.
Yes.
Sarah Palin.
So...
Elf.
I could only come up with two strains that are related to Alaska, and one of them I know we've smoked.
Which is?
Rob? Do you know? Alaskan Thunderfuck.
No, we have smoked it.
I can't
wait wants to
that.
Smoke it.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking we smoked it. No, it was the one that you were fiending about.
Yeah, that's the one we got to try soon.
Hopefully. When I see it, man, you know, we'll see if I can grip it up.
So an Alaskan Thunderfuck, I guess it is also known as Matanuska Tundra, which is named after, I guess there's a... there's like a valley, and in these late summer months where they have almost 24 hours of daylight, that's their growing period. If you're going to grow marijuana outside, that's your time to do it. That's where you have all the sunlight to do so. And so that's what that strain is named after, because that's, I guess, maybe where they grew that shit. And then there was another strain called Alaskan Ice, which I had never heard of. And it doesn't seem like a place that would take to growing marijuana.
Right.
But I guess because...
Maybe indoors.
But I guess it's if you can get it all in that cycle, grow everything in that 8-week cycle of having extra long days, it'll work out for you. Another option, if you're trying to grow in Alaska, which you can do so legally, by the way, is... Have you ever heard of autoflowering seeds? So part of the science of getting a plant to grow and flower is that you control the light cycle and you have to cut people off. Oh, no, wait, that's Tron. you gradually reduce the light cycle, and that causes it to flower. You're producing a reaction out of it.
Okay.
But certain crossbred strains that will just automatically flower without having to control the light, so you can actually grow them all day long during those summer months. What do you think that would be like, Rob?
That'd be crazy.
Like living in a place where you had not only a period of almost daytime all day long,
right?
But then the same opposite
30 days a night, like
right. That shit. In Northern Exposure, they would walk around with like these glasses that had little lights on them that would shine down.
The fisherman glasses where they had the lights?
Not
on
that would shine out. No, these would shine towards the face and like, so it gave you the sense that you were in an illuminated area.
Oh, that's cool.
Being dark, the time. So Alaska has had medical marijuana since 1998.
That's how
it is. It's not always cold as ice up there. You're as cold. And I guess they do. They do grow insanely huge vegetables in Alaska. Large cabbages and tomatoes.
Wow.
But only certain strains of marijuana will grow well there.
Why is that?
It has something to do with the light cycles that we were talking about earlier. So, Alaska is also a state that recently legalized marijuana.
Sure did.
There's still maybe months, if not more than a year away from getting everything into place, all the moving parts of having a taxable dispensary business going.
So now, I mean, and, it's just been laid that it can happen. Well, I mean, Colorado did it in 13. It's at the end of 12. November 2012, yeah. They voted it in, and it took till January 1st, 2014.
Well, it's going to be next month, sometime in February, when it actually is, when it actually passes.
Ah.
It was already voted in.
So it's not unlike D.C., it is not enacted yet. Whereas D.C., when it was voted in, it was enacted instantly.
There's a 90-day period. Well, who knows? They might come up with that in D.C., too. We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
But until that day, you're about a month away. If you get caught with less than an ounce, you're looking at 90 days in prison, possibly. It's classified as a misdemeanor, up to a $2,000 fine. Interestingly, less than 4 ounces in your residence, no penalty. If they find... Yeah, 4 ounces is a lot, but if they find it in your house, there is no penalty for that. More than 4 ounces, you're looking at 5 years and $50,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got a good scale, bro.
And if you're walking around with 1 to 4 ounces, you could be in prison for up to a year and $1,000 fine. But
so everybody, be careful for a month.
Yeah.
Although, interestingly enough, Alaska, one of the only states we've not gotten into yet. Motherfuckers, we'll get up there. I get the stats on the internet. Alaska.
Oh, our reach is in podcasting. We don't have anybody listening in Alaska.
No, we've had the states that are left are Alaska, Mississippi.
Because I'm constantly making fun of Carlo Green.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
Alaska, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Wyoming are the only states.
Really, that don't listen.
That have, we've not made it into
what
yet.
What are they holding out on? What do we got to do?
I don't know.
We got to go visit them? Do some active promotion?
Go up to Alaska.
Hey, we're talking about you again.
Yeah,
Maybe you should listen.
We'll go do a remote from Alaska.
Yeah, with Charlo Green.
Yeah.
From the bar.
Fuck it.
All right. On that note.
Yeah.
Deuces.
So, stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high. TV.
TV.
TV. On the TV. All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users can find this show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media Show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. They were recognized by the AV Club.
Yeah. Top-rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.